This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer for the full hour, brought to you by PetroServe USA, where they're serving up fish and fries in Valley City today. Those are super popular right now.
You got to say fish and fries, you know, because if you say fish and chips, which is what that is, people would think chips. But it's not. It's fries with fish.
It's really, really good fries.
Like when you go to when you go to Europe and you say, I want some fries, they go, oh, you mean chips.
And if the fish is great, too. They do it well.
Oh, so good.
Eggs at 292 off I-94. Hot beef sandwiches on 12th Avenue and I-29 today. And Glendon, you know what they have on my list? Beef. Well,
nice.
There you go. You can't go wrong.
You can't go
wrong. It's just beef. They're showing, I think it's sides of beef they're serving up today in Glendon. But home cook and grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you.
Senator, doing the stroganoff.
Senator Kevin Cramer's here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. And a full hour. Your questions, your comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Text us at 701-367-2054. A lot of things to cover today. I'd like you to start to tell us a little bit about your conversation with a North Dakota farmer, Kurt Groshans, is that how you say his name?
Groshans,
who was imprisoned right now in the Ukraine. So you were obviously in the Ukraine to talk about a very serious situation, that is the fact that Vladimir Putin, their neighbor, has 100,000-plus troops marshaled on their border right now. But you took the time to go over and see a North Dakota farmer in prison, which is, to that family, a bigger deal than even the troops marshaled on the border right now.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
Talk about this decision to go see him and how it happened.
Sure. So couple of things, Scott. You know, the entire congressional delegation, of course, has been engaged with the State Department ever since Kurt was brought into custody in November. He's not in prison. He's in a detention facility, a pretrial detention facility. He's not been... you know, he's not been convicted of anything. He's not had a trial. He's not, you know, been sentenced. Now, that said, of course, while Ukraine, like I like to say, Ukraine looks more like us than Russia every day, but they still look a lot like Russia. Ukraine is a former, you know, Soviet state, as you know, and still have a lot of oligarchs that pull a lot of strings, and there's a sort of wide swath of corruption that's sort of acceptable. And so it's a different place. When we were reaching out again, the entire delegation, to the State Department, to the embassy in Kyiv, I also called the government of Ukraine because, of course, we're very engaged with Ukraine. We always have been, but we're very engaged with them right now, obviously, as a country. And so I told the ambassador, Ukraine's ambassador to the United States last fall or last winter, November, late November, early December, I said, if I come to Ukraine, can I see Kurt? And it was sort of an interesting question because she was enthusiastic about me possibly coming to Ukraine and then said, but, you know, let me ask that. Well, let me run that one up. And if you could, yeah, I think that'd be fine. We'd, of course, very much welcome you, Senator. We'd very much welcome you to Ukraine. Well, my time came, and to the credit of the ambassador and the Ukrainian government, they were very accommodating for me to see Kurt. And I didn't, And I mean, and when I say very, I mean, we, you know, our schedule changed a lot. It was a very fast moving decision to go. It was a changing schedule over a couple of days because of things, everything from weather to Chuck Schumer's inability to manage the Senate with some consistency. Of course, the holiday coming up, the Martin Luther King holiday. So all of that got messed up, but we went. Suddenly we went. Just, you know, I was literally home in Bismarck, just gotten home to Bismarck Friday when they said, you have to come back because if you want to, we're leaving Sunday morning. That's how fast it happened. And so I did, and they arranged for me to see Kurt on Monday morning, and it was good.
What kind of detention facility is this? Was he, you know, were you concerned at all about the conditions he's being held?
I was not, Scott. I mean, it's not the Ritz-Carlton, and it's not even a nice North Dakota jail. It's much older, but yeah, you know, it was clean, and the people there were very nice to me. Kurt looked good. He looked healthy. Because that's what my first concern was, his personal well-being, obviously, and he hadn't seen anybody from North Dakota. Had not seen any of his family members or even talked to them on the phone. And these are things that I'm, of course, advocating for. So since I was able to be able to go in and see him, I first of all wanted to share a personal message from his family and take any messages back to his family and do a bit of what would be called, I suppose, a welfare check. And Kurt was great. When I walked in, he was standing. He was wearing his twins cap. That we've all, I think, seen in pictures in the papers and online, and he looked good, and he was in reasonably good spirits. Now, don't get me wrong, he's in a bad place, and he's serious about it. But he was in, considering everything, he was in good spirits, and I was grateful to be able to talk to him.
Two people that are also grateful that took the time to have that conversation are his sisters. Kim and Christy, who are on our line right now.
Oh, wow.
In Cavalier, North Dakota. Kim, Christy, thank you for taking a moment to join us on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Tell us about your thoughts, knowing that you've got a welfare check, as he says, from Senator Kramer about your brother.
Well, we are very grateful that he was able to make this trip and to see Kurt and report back to us that he is doing well. So yeah, we can't be more happy that he was able to do this for us and to take time out of his busy schedule to visit with, as they call him, a North Dakota farmer.
That's what they call him. Scott, I don't mean to chuckle, but that is, I can't tell you, everything from my six colleagues that were on the plane to the people in Ukraine and all the staff, and we had military escorts, and they all refer to him as your farmer, they'd often say. So how was your farmer? Which is really kind of wonderful, because that's what he is. That is an affectionate I thought, really.
I mean, this is the international epicenter right now.
Yeah.
Because of what's happening with Russia, but to the Grosskranz family, the international epicenter is, a brother in jail,
yeah.
A North Dakota farmer in jail. This is something that will shake us all to the core. Kim or Christy, tell us about your brother in this awful predicament.
Well, my brother is very passionate about farming, and so he invested his life savings in going to the Ukraine and building a business in the Ukraine. And since then, things have just turned from bad to worse. And he tried to he uncovered some corruption and tried to bring that out, and now they are trying to keep him quiet and have arrested him, put him in prison so that they kind of want to keep him from speaking to the media, and they want to undermine his allegations of fraud and corruption.
with a business partner who is now the Minister of Agriculture, I understand. So obviously there's a lot of politics wrapped up in this, and that's sadly sort of Ukraine, right? I mean, that's just sort of how things operate in different countries.
Well, yeah, I think I can speak to that a little bit, Scott. You're right. Ukraine, as I said earlier, it's a free country in the sense that they're democratic. They broke away, of course, from the Soviet Union. And so they're a sovereign state, and that's why we are defending them. On the other hand, they still have a lot of, you know, a lot of hangover from being a Soviet state. Oligarchs, for example, still have a great deal of influence over politics and government. And so as one State Department official explained to me, there's a certain, and not in this context, but in another context, because the former president was actually there when we were there. And that is that there is sort of a boundary of corruption that's allowable. It's just sort of baked in. And
better than they were, but a long way to go.
There you go.
Yeah, very interesting. Christy and Kim, we'll give you a final chance to tell us a little bit about, I imagine just a very, very challenging time. How could it not be? You've got a brother in jail in a country where he can't speak out in the middle of a very tough situation. Wrap up our chat after this break on What's On Your Mind and get your calls too, folks. Don't go away.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall today with Senator Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, questions, and comments. 800-228-0550, the number to join the conversation today. You can also text us at 701-367-2054. Is it your birthday today?
Who told you?
I just got a text that said, happy birthday wishes to Senator Kevin Cramer.
It is.
Who told you?
I did not know that. How about that?
Happy birthday, buddy. Listen,
he's kind of like me. It doesn't like a fuss on his birthday.
No, and if Mike Pence calls, I know that you're lying to me.
Yeah, because Mike Pence called in on my birthday, so I think we've got to get Trump to call in and wish him happy birthday today. Yeah. I think this is an incredible story. Senator Cramer was in the Ukraine earlier this week in the middle of an international incident. I mean, we're all watching this. The president obviously talking about it a great deal yesterday as well, and had the opportunity to spend some time with a North Dakota farmer who is being detained right now in the Ukraine. And his sisters, Christy and Kimberly, are with us, the Groshans family, and all of our thoughts and prayers. And I just want them to have an opportunity to tell us what they want everyone to know about this particular situation.
I guess we're just, you know, praying for a good outcome here. We're hoping that we have asked the State Department to intervene and to help get Kurt home because he is at risk from both the Ukrainians and Russians if they do invade. And so we're hoping that this can be resolved and that we can bring him home safely. Because really, when my brother went over to the Ukraine in 2017, like my sister said, he went over there with this idea of this is where he's going to spend a big chunk of his life and his savings to build this farm in the Ukraine. And when he hired the local guy who was a professor at the time, and he knew about farming and knew, like, the language, he hired him. And then what happened from there is, you know, as you guys know, that Roman Lyshenko started stealing from him, you know, less than a week after Kurt had hired him. And so this is really about, you know, political corruption. And if they've got him thrown in jail, you know, to silence him, you know, what could they do next? So I guess this is very high on our radar to bring him home safely.
Senator Cramer, can that happen? Can this be resolved for this family?
So I very sensitive issues, of course, but they've described them quite well. Obviously, I'm not involved in the defense issue. In other words, in the legal defense side, I met with Kurt with his lawyers. I met with him privately for the most part, had a lot of personal conversation, obviously, as well as I prayed with him. And then his attorneys came in. So I'm familiar with the defense. But the issue Christy's talking about, of course, is the political side of it, the appeal to the State Department to intervene on his behalf. Now, the State Department has been very attentive, but there's another level of appeal that they could take up that I think Christy's talking about. I've been very engaged in that, but also engaged with the Ukrainian government itself, as I mentioned earlier. Well, let's face it, the whole country is engaged with the Ukrainian government itself right now. And so there's some opportunity. I think she articulated very well the situation and the opportunity. I'm always optimistic, Scott, but, you know, It's not easy. It's not late. But I am optimistic.
Is everything being done that can be done to get him home?
I think so. I think we're on track for that possibility, that eventuality. Again, without discussing the facts of the case or the facts, the political facts, and the criteria that are required. You know, there have been a number of cases like this around the country. Some of them much more severe than this. Some of them maybe a little less. So I think it is, but there is an urgency to the moment that is both, it's both urgent, but it's also perhaps opportunistic. And I'll just sort of leave it at that.
If I were them, I would be too worried about if this invasion that looks to be happening, that Joe Biden even invited, this week, if you can believe that or not.
Well, unfortunately.
You know, their brother would get lost in the shuffle here a little bit.
Well, the priority does change, or it could become a higher priority. That's what I mean by the politics could be influenced either favorably or unfavorably. But the moment is now. I'm going to leave it at that, Scott, because I just don't want to jeopardize anything.
Christy, Kimberly, thank you for sharing a little bit of the story. I think it's important people know about it. I mean, I've known about it, knew a friend of your brother's and Steve Link, and he had told me that made me first aware of this and was just blown away. And I know Senator Cramer's been active in this case as well, but we all ought to, at a minimum, be praying for this to resolve itself and to get your brother home. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Kim, Christy?
Thank you for having us. Sorry, go ahead, Kim. Yeah, we just want to thank you for having us on the show today.
Of course. Yeah. easy to do.
And by the way, one of the things that I think Kurt was surprised by when I talked to him, I said, you know, you are a bit of a celebrity right now in North Dakota. I mean, the entire state is with you. People are really with you on this, and you need to know that you have a big wind at your back in the prairies of North Dakota.
Christy, final word?
Just want to thank you as well for allowing us this opportunity to be on the show with you today. And, you know, we're extremely grateful to Senator Kramer for taking time out of his busy schedule to, you know, speak with Kurt, pray with him, and report back to us. And with that being said, happy birthday, Senator Kramer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No kidding.
You know, Scott.
Thank you, ladies.
Christy is very generous to me, but it's really not a burden for me. I mean, it was an honor for me to be able to be in Ukraine, to be able to go see a fellow North Dakotan who's in some distress, and to just pray with them. I mean, that is a joy for me. And don't get me wrong, it's not trivial, this situation he's in, but it is an honor for me to be able to do that. And, you know, when I spent that time with him, I thought, wow, all the things going on in the world. It's moments like this where I think, you know, maybe the job was worth it after all, and you need some of those in my business. You know what I'm saying?
You do. Christy, yeah. Kim, thank you. Sisters of a North Dakota farmer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kurt Groschans, who remains detained. A couple of minutes before the break, and then we're going to go to calls. Just bring me inside a conversation with President Biden, as well as President Zelensky, and where we're at with this larger issue. How's this going to end?
Well, President Biden, as you know, in his 2-hour, whatever you call that he did, news conference.
Random thoughts.
Random thoughts or something.
Yeah.
And chaotic random thoughts. It's hard to know now because we went there as 4 Democrats and 3 Republicans from the United States Senate Armed Services Committee and Foreign Relations Committee, united and presenting a united front on behalf of the United States of America, on behalf of Ukraine and its sovereignty, against the aggression of Vladimir Putin and Russia. And then, you know what happened. I mean, you referenced it. The president took his eyes off the recipe card which he was supposed to be reading and started saying, well, but if it's a minor incursion, well, you know, we'll talk about it. We might have to talk through it a little bit. And it's like, and at that point, I mean, you know that the president of Ukraine, all of us that were on the trip and a whole bunch of other people that worry about the stability of Europe grabbed their chest and said, oh my gosh.
What just happened?
What just happened? And so, you know, they spent a day yesterday trying to clean it up, but you can't unwind it. But I think we're back on track in the sense that, Vladimir Putin has to know that we're with Ukraine, but he has to believe it. He has to believe it.
Therein lies the danger of the current commander-in-chief. Your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve released a paper Thursday opinioning on the pros and cons of developing its own central bank digital currency. It should be noted, no conclusions were revealed. Around the world, there are now 23 digital currencies either in pilot or formally launched programs. Marvin Lee Hedaye, better known as Meatloaf, died Thursday night at the age of 74.
It's like if you think that there's no room for improvement or to get better, then really you should go fishing.
Meatloaf during an interview on Mix It in 2015. The Grammy winner's career spanned six decades, and he was in dozens of movies, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Fight Club, and Wayne's World. Federal agencies are being directed to raise the minimum wage for government employees to $15 an hour. According to new guidance from the Office of Personnel Management, the guidance will impact almost 70,000 federal employees. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall here. We're going to get to as many of your questions as we can, so we'd ask for brevity in your questions, and Senator Cramer is going to do the same with the answers so we can get to as many people as possible. A couple of things came in before the show, so I do want to make sure we honor folks who got their questions in early. And one of them is to a question about asking about the FSA office and a specific question of why Native Americans would get 100% of their trucking transportation costs for hay paid. If a female farmer submits that, 60% of that cost is reimbursed. And if you're a white male, it's 50% off. This is about load forgiveness for Native Americans and other races also. So is that happening?
Well, I'm somewhat concerned that the texter may be conflating a couple of issues, but yeah, I do believe that that's happening. And my explanation for it would be that the texter's asking about the ELAP program, the emergency, you know, the emergency program for livestock, emergency livestock. And there is a formula for that. Remember, Senator Hoeven worked very hard to apply ELAP to feed. ELAP was not originally for feed emergency, but rather cattle emergency. And it was a great move on his part. He worked hard on it, and he got this done. But in the meantime, roughly the same time, you might recall a little less than a year ago, Democrats passed their American Rescue Plan, which was the $2 trillion that poured fuel on the inflation fire. And in that plan, they passed this loan forgiveness program for disadvantaged farmers. It was, as Lindsey Graham adequately called it, really a reparations program. And that formula...
This is a Biden deal.
This is a Biden deal.
Okay.
No Republican voted for that. Republicans voted for ELAP. Republicans voted for the 2018 Farm Bill. And Republicans worked hard to have ELAP be more responsive during drought to moving the movement of feed to recover the costs of transporting hay and feed. Well... So there's really two issues, and there is a formula, like I said, in the 2018 Farm Bill that benefits disadvantaged farmers. But then you throw on top of that where the American Rescue Plan, which is where the money is coming from, and they applied this disadvantaged farmer thing, which is, again, reparations for black farmers and other minority farmers who get 100% of their loans paid for. If they had loans at the time, so
okay, that was the loan forgiveness thing. How did it get applied to transportation reimbursement?
Because ELAP, part of the 2018 Farm Bill, the change in ELAP rules that Senator Hoeven worked on, we all did, but he really did drive that. And then the money, the appropriations. Remember, the 2018 Farm Bill didn't allow for ELAP to be used for feed. The American Rescue Plan provided this $2 trillion free dollars that they just basically threw into the wind. They've taken some of that money and used it for this, and they've applied that same.
Wow.
You know.
So, literally.
Listen, this is Democrats. This is what they do. They race bait. And so, it's very
frustrating. This is so horrible. I mean, if you got transportation cost issues and you recognize, okay, drought, these farmers got to get feed from wherever they can get it from. What in the world does it matter where somebody is black, white, red, green, whatever?
But it matters to socialists. The redistribution of people's wealth. This is one opportunity.
But you're penalizing farmers because they're white.
Right. But I know this sounds absurd, but remember, we're talking about now a political party that has socialists in it. They call themselves socialists. Bernie Sanders wants to run a socialist in West Virginia against Joe Manchin. By the way, I heard an earlier caller say that the only two senators that saved America were Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Two Democrats, I'm thinking, 50 Republicans contributed to the 52 votes it took to save America the other night. But anyway, just a sidebar.
Little bit of math problem there.
Yeah, a little bit of a math problem.
Justin and Bismarck for Senator Kramer. Question. Justin, are you there?
Yes, Senator Kramer.
There you go.
I got a quick question on limited interest refuges.
We are getting into the weeds today.
Yeah.
Limited interest refuges.
Now we lost you. Limited what again? Say it again, Justin.
Limited interest refuges.
Okay, now we hear you. Sound like you were on the bottom of a lake for a second there. Okay, what about that question?
No, Justin? As the landowner, do you have the right to hunt that land?
No, Justin? As the landowner,
you... All right, what you're going to need to do, Justin, is turn your radio down. You want to listen on the phone, not on the radio, but do you have enough to answer?
I don't. I don't know what he's talking about, actually.
All right.
As a landowner, do you have a right to hunt that land?
When it's listed as a limited...
I don't know. Let's check on that. Maybe we can get an answer fast on that, but I don't know the direction.
Hang on a sec, Justin, and if we get your answer while you're there, or keep listening, either one.
And by the way, if you're calling and you're on Bluetooth or you're on speaker, please take that off and just be on your phone, because that sometimes throws a hitch in it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Our next caller is calling from somewhere in Mexico. Maybe a snowbird? I don't know. Danny, go ahead with your question.
Yes, happy birthday, Kevin Kramer. It's been a hell of a week here. We got four major issues. I'll go over Rudy Giuliani. Apparently he's the leader of the fraudulent select votes for the electoral votes. And then you had the 11 oath keepers charged with sedition conspiracy. The main one question I got for you now is the one with the Supreme Court ruling. Now that they ruled that the archives have to turn over all of this evidence relating to January 6th and related, you know, to that subject, that's going to hopefully be full transparency, which you should be full agreement for. And who knows, maybe there's something in there that could exonerate the president, the former president, excuse me.
You got a question here, Danny? Just as I mentioned, a quick question so we can get quick answers.
What are the thoughts on the 11 oath keepers that have been charged with seditionist conspiracy?
Well, I'm against that, actually. I'm not against them being charged. I'm against it. So I don't know what else you'd say about it, but.
And it was a hell of a week, I was thinking.
It was. No, it was a big week. I mean,
with Ukraine and the president's press conference, and certainly the voting rights nightmare.
Right, you know? Yeah.
I guess we don't have voting rights now, right, because they didn't get their way?
So, as we knew they would do, they went way too far in their speechifying. Now, calling everybody who disagrees with Joe Biden a racist, just so you know, we're back to that, referencing the 1965 as though Democrats had something to do with the civil rights legislation, which is largely led by Republicans, as you know, that gave voting rights to Black Americans, which, by the way, the Constitution originally did. So I don't. But anyway, They just go too far, Scott. They want to trample the Constitution. They want to trample on states. They want to, you hear me talk from time to time about the legal theft, the legalized theft that took place in the last election.
Give me an example of legal theft.
So, loosening vote by mail, for example, in several states, adding days, more days to the voting.
All of the COVID restrictions.
COVID restrictions, minimizing
emergency. There's an emergency, right. So therefore we're going to take away all the rules that we previously would have for an election and just sort of open the door.
But remember, in 2000, Democrats said that it was a fraudulent election. 2004, they were saying this. In 2016, of course, they went for 4 years saying that Donald Trump wasn't legitimate because of Russian collusion, which now we know who's been colluding with Russians. But anyway, they just want to codify all that in the federal code so states can't shore things back up. Here's the rich irony, and there's a million things in this, but the target on is largely on Georgia because they're supposed to be the most racist because they're, imagine this, Scott, they're giving 17 days of early voting, adding 17 days and two Sundays in case they need them because there'd be two Sundays inside that 17. And that's more than the bill that the Democrats were trying to pass the other night.
So there's more accessibility to voting than Georgia. And yet, even what they wanted to do would be less than they were doing in Georgia, but Georgia's the racist one.
Yeah. I mean, states like Delaware, Connecticut, there are Democrat-led states that don't even have early voting.
Is it too strong to say that Democrats are trying to make it easier to cheat? That their motive is really to making it easier to elections cheat?
They are obviously against states' efforts to add security measures to very open voting. Security measures, like they want to eliminate, for example, a state's right to require a photo ID to vote.
But you need a photo ID now and a vaccine card to eat in these restaurants. They think it's racist to have a photo ID to vote?
It is a peculiar thought, isn't it? It's called hypocrisy. It's rich, and it's exposed. That's why this is why a couple of Democrats couldn't even bring themselves to participate. And by the way, one of the things you probably saw, I don't know if you saw the ABC piece I did the other day, but this claim that somehow, well, again, there's just a whole bunch of myths. Let's just put it that way, a whole bunch of myths. But remember that with regard to the filibuster and the 60-vote margin, I was asked this question, and you heard people, in fact, I saw a piece in North Dakota where the hypocrisy is that the party in power, when they have 50 senators or more, always wants to eliminate the filibuster. That's not true. When Donald Trump was president for 2 years and Mitch McConnell was the majority leader in the Senate and the Republicans had the majority in the House, not one Republican senator supported eliminating the filibuster. They wanted to maintain the integrity of the United States Senate and its authority to look out for minority rights. Isn't it ironic? In fact, the last time that this was a big fight, 180, civil rights groups wrote a letter to Congress asking them to maintain the filibuster. The last time, just a few years ago.
Short memories.
Yeah.
Short memories. Archie and Reeder, quick question, and we'll get a quick answer from Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Archie.
Senator, did any of the congressional delegation that went to Ukraine get to attend Hunter Biden's seminar on how to shake down the Ukrainians?
We didn't even sleep. Interesting, because, the last time I saw President Zelensky was not that long after he was elected, and you might remember we had this impeachment over the phone call, and it was after the phone call that we were there and met with him in Germany, actually at the defense forum.
But the Ukraine shenanigans of one Hunter Biden have not anywhere near seen enough light of day.
No,
in these investigations that Congress is so fond of these days. Good point, Archie.
Yep.
David Bismarck.
Well said.
Kevin Fergus Falls, you're next on deck. Text waiting too. On what?
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending going crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. PetSafe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for 2 men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The indoor used car sale is past Saturday. Well, guess what? They took in a ton of trades. So the sale itself, albeit outside and inside, is going on through this week. You were there last week and didn't see what you were looking for. You may want to take another peek because they've got a lot more there. And over 90 pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, all in one place. And don't forget, many of those come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com, or better yet, stop by Memorial Highway, the Strip in Mandan, Schwann Buick GMC.
Thomas Rhett is coming to the Bismarck Events Center September 30th. They just announced that. Yeah. The talented fella.
Yeah, I'd be down for that show.
He's road not trip. Woke, is he?
Road trip. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I always got to ask
a lot
now,
of national but, is, but.
Yeah, all right. Back on What's On Your Mind, final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer here at 10 before the top of the hour. Questions or comments, welcome. Justin is calling back related to his question about property and hunting. Justin, can you hear us now?
So he must have a bad connection.
It must, yeah.
So limited interest refuges is something that it's a designation by the Fish and Wildlife Service where a farmer, you know, has a limited refuge on it. His land, still the farmer's land, his or her land, and the Fish and Wildlife Service in 2020, I think it was during the Trump years, finalized a rule allowing the farmer to hunt on their land if it's a limited refuge. What I'm wondering is if Justin knows something more recent that the Biden administration is changing that. I don't recall hearing that, but I'd
supposed to be able to hunt on that.
You are.
That was his
question. You could not before.
Yeah.
The Trump administration changed that much at our urging, obviously, and for North Dakota farmers. And I hadn't heard, at least I don't recall having heard.
That they're, like many things, undoing.
They're doing
progress.
A lot of things. I mean, the one thing he does do with his 1 hour a day of work is he does sign a lot of executive orders.
The people put in front of him. Yeah. But 70% of the American public in a new AP poll today say Biden should not seek re-election.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible. How do you look at that?
I've never heard of anything like that in my life.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
His job approval is tanking, everything else. Justin, I can hear you now. Did you get your answer?
Yes, with that those perpetual easements are forever. So is that overruled now that this was signed?
Yeah, there was a rule finalized in 2020. You know, I say it like it was a long time ago. It was like, you know, a little over a year ago. But in 2020, the Trump administration finalized a rule that allows hunting, the landowner to hunt on the refuge, that limited interest refuge. So my only concern is if something's happened since then that they're undoing it, and I wouldn't be shocked, if they were.
Justin, thanks for the call. No. David Bismarck for Senator Kramer. Go ahead. David, are you there?
So I have a question for Kramer. You didn't vote on this voting rights bill, so I'm assuming then that you are okay with, you know, say states like Georgia that allow legislatures to choose who's going to be president.
Yeah, actually, none of those bills passed. Here's the bottom line, though, David, that is that I don't think that states should take the authority away from the officials who are designated to have the authority. For example, a Secretary of State that's elected is the election law person. No, state legislatures pass their own laws, and in some cases, one of the things...
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah, it is. That's the point. See, there's a states' rights issue here, but beyond that, Georgia made it easier to vote, but also made it easier to secure the vote and make sure the vote counts, and so did a whole bunch of other states.
Thanks, David. Question from a texter says, I see Senator Kramer agrees with Senator Rounds from South Dakota that the election was fair and that Donald Trump lost. Please have him explain himself on the next town hall.
Well, first of all, Donald Trump did lose. I was at the inauguration of Joe Biden. I saw him raise his hand. I saw this Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court swear him in. He occupies the Oval Office. He signs and vetoes bills. And for me to pretend that's not the case would be dereliction of my duty as North Dakota's United States Senator. He won. I think to the degree the election was, quote, rigged, I think Molly Hemingway's book is pretty good. It's called Rigged. There's no question there were a bunch of things going against him, including social media, the big tech, mainstream media.
What you've called legal theft.
Legal theft.
This is where all the states use COVID.
Right.
The
and then all of that stuff. Yeah. All of the things that...
Well, that wasn't fair.
Yeah.
It's sort of... We're dancing around words here.
Well, some people, I think that somehow we can undo the election. There is no mechanism for it. There should not be a mechanism for it other than impeachment. And impeachment requires, you know, obviously, a majority and a crime to be committed.
Texter says, Senator Kramer, if the GOP wins the House and Senate in 22, will you pursue measures to remove Biden and Harris from office to save this country and so many lives?
Well, again, there's no provision in the Constitution. They created three co-equal branches of government.
How about this, though? Do you think Joe Biden's mentally fit?
Well, I think he's mentally fit enough to, you know, to not be thrown out of office by the 25th Amendment. But that involves his administration, that question is not answered by Congress. That question is answered by his own administration. And so remember, there's a vice president that replaces the president in the case that, of the president being taken out for, whether it's a high crime misdemeanor or mental fitness. And be really careful what you wish for. Just be really, really careful what you wish for. We're going to take control of Congress in 2022 without even a doubt in my mind, at least one chamber, if not both of them. We'll find out how transactional the one-time moderate Joe Biden actually is.
Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. In the books for another week. See you Friday.
Can't wait.
A week from now, it'll be a blank. God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.